For Afghanistan's Grand Council, the Loya Jirga, drafting a new constitution for the country has been chaotic. Many delegates have threatened to walk out. The process has been especially frustrating for female delegates. Yesterday, one of them sharply criticized some members, saying they should be tried as criminals by the World Court. Carlotta Gall is in Afghanistan reporting on the council for the New York Times. She says women interested in leadership positions are not making much progress.
They do have 100 places in this Loya Jirga of 500 people, so they are present, but as we saw, they get quickly shouted down and even threatened into silence, so it's a very difficult position for them. We also heard the chairman of the Loya Jirga 2 days ago making a very typical reaction to women's plea for more representation when he repeated that Islam, a woman, the word is only worth half that of a man. He later took it back and appointed a woman.
So the Taliban may be gone, but their views on women still prevail.
Most certainly. I mean, clearly there are many educated people who don't feel like that. But I think what you have to remember is the people who fought the jihad against the Russians, who became very powerful at that time, their whole raison d'etre came from Islam. They were fighting a holy war, and their whole mission is to promote Islam, and they're quite determined to have the country work out as they wish.
So how will this affect the charter drafting process?
I think there was a hope that having people reduced to committees of 50 people rather than an open plenary session of 500, that would give more calm discussion and more opportunity for individuals to speak. So we'll see. There is now some concern that in the committees, the way they've been structured, that each committee is going to be dominated by conservative religious leaders. Of course, many of them are professors and are lawyers, so they have a strong case for having a say in the Constitution. It's still very difficult, and women have to tread very carefully still. It's going to be a long, long haul before they get equality here.
So will they be elected to legitimate leadership roles, or will they be given perfunctory roles in the new constitutional council?
I think there's enough pressure from moderates, from Karzai himself, who's very pro-appointing women, and probably from the international community to put in at least one or two women members into that committee. But whether they'll actually have much influence remains to be seen. I think it's doubtful. I think they're going to get a nod, but probably not much more in this constitution.
In a couple of interviews I've done, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and Laura Bush both told me that they thought the liberation of Afghan women was one of the great accomplishments of the U.S. intervention there. Does the U.S. have any influence here, and won't this be an embarrassment if women are not recognized and participating in the new Afghanistan?
Yes, and I think there are enough Afghans to know there's only so far they can go. You hear even the hardline conservatives say things like, we know we don't want to be rejected by the world. We know if we chose a Taliban system, the international community would shun us again like they did the Taliban regime, and we don't want that. The Afghans remember how difficult that was in the last decade. So I think there's going to be a lot of hoo-ha, but I think in the end, the women are going to get something, but I think they're going to have to fight for their rights for many decades to come.
New York Times reporter Carlotta Gall in Afghanistan.